Mr. Barber and Mr. Grady, do we feel the need to go into closed session at all?
Did we do 25?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we would like to go into closed session very briefly for one subject matter. We can do part of it in open, go and close, or we can just go and close and do it all. What would you like?
I mean, we're essentially in closed.
But we're not.
A security guard right there.
What item do we have to go into closed session on?
We'd like to have a discussion with you like we did with the Judiciary Committee on the two public records cases, number 16 and 17 on the list.
Okay, well, I guess we need a motion to go into closed session. Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Chair, can I read that item into the record?
Oh, certainly.
Item number 26 from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services. That committee took no action. The item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Supervisor Hotz. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have moved to go in closed session, and I will read the statement. The committee may adjourn into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, Sub 1, Sub D, for the purpose of the committee receiving oral or written advice from legal counsel concerning strategy to be adopted with respect to pending or possible litigation with regard to the following matters. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary.
Take the roll on the motion.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to enter closed session prevails.